For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
There was a lot on the line when South Carolina came to Lexington, and the Gamecocks utterly steamroll the Cats in Kroger Field. It was embarrassing. It was painful. I really struggled to not cry. We're going to talk about it on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Kentucky Wildcats on SI, joined by my fellow depressed co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, man, how are you? I can already tell you, not great, but what the hell happened?
Yeah, you know what? I am definitely not doing the best. It was a weekend that was set up to be one of the books. Yeah, one for the books. One of the best weekends we could possibly have in Lexington. Yeah. But we were let down once again in a pretty big game. And that's kind of the storyline. And it's looking like a regression trend right now, Mr. Stefaniak. And I don't know if I love that.
Well, it just frustrates me how it feels like every time. And I mean, if you can think of a game, the one I can think of is like you got to win this, the Penn State win a while back. That felt like a game where Cats got to win and they won. If you can think of one more recent, you know, I like the Florida last year, and it's like, okay, you can say Florida last year. Florida was not good. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they were ranked when they came to Kroger Field. They weren't good. It was a good win at the time. Like, if you can think of another one, let me know. But it just feels like every time this team really needs a win, whether it's to salvage a season, whether it's to get to overachieve, or whether it's to have College Game Day come to Lexington for the first time in a long time, you can't get the darn win. And I'm tired of it, man. It's just, you know, it's with Coach Stoops, I'm fed up now. I'm to the point now where, you got to win that football game. Now, I think South Carolina, I'll tell you this, that defensive line was nasty. They're good, man. South Carolina's better. And I tried to say that on, I said, they played bad against Old Dominion. This is a better team. They will show up in this game. I did not expect them to show up the way they showed up, though. Carson, we don't even have a plan for this one. We're just ranting and talking about what we're going to do here. I mean, Carson, do you stick with Vandegrift? I mean, now, let me, before you answer, he looked not good. He had no time in the pocket. Do you think, is it an offensive line problem or is it an offensive line and Brock Vandegrift problem? What's your take there?
I think at this point, I think it's an all systems failure, honestly, whether it be the offensive play calling, the receivers aren't running hard routes, the offensive line is putrid. Yeah. And Vandegrift doesn't have enough time, and it's early on in his actual playing career. So when all of those things are going on together, it's like, yeah, the system is just not going to work.
I mean, and I'm hammering home the same point. Did you see the video of the LSU guys after they lost, and the guy just starts like just hitting crap and cussing? Like, I'm really on the verge of that. It's like I'm trying to like keep composure here, but it's just. It's so frustrating to, you have a talented roster. This is a game at home. I think Big Blue Nation showed out. You know what I mean? I mean, until they shouldn't have any more, and you can't show up for a football game like this. It is so, so frustrating knowing what's on the line. What was on the line for this program, you could be set up right now. Carson, let's play the flip side of this. You win, right? In College Game Days in Lexington. This would be one of the happier days of my life. I would be so excited right now. The city would be buzzing. I mean,
buzzing. Kentucky football would be the national brand finally. Like, people would be talking about it all week long. And that's what you need. That's what we have not had.
And you'd have had, in my opinion, if game day would have come here, I think you'd have had a chance against Georgia. Are they the better football team by probably 7,000 miles? Yes. But when game day's in town, you never know. And that's the point. Now, I mean, I think you're going to get just, I mean, just hammered. I mean, I might bet up Georgia to minus 62 in this game. I mean, it's just, you know, and I'm kidding. In all honesty, I think there's a weird chance that this Cats might backdoor cover here simply because Georgia plays Bama. They have a bye week, but then, you know, you never know where their head's at. And they probably think we suck, and maybe we do. But point is, it's frustrating that this program, time after time, continues to be so close to doing something special and then falling short. And it's what we talked about. You shoot yourself in the foot one game every year. Here it is. There it was. Do you have any confidence going to Austin, going to Oxford, going to Knoxville? No. I'm worried about Louisville.
We didn't even score a touchdown. How in the world are we going to go and put up 76 points like Ole Miss does?
Yeah.
Or Tennessee. That's going to be a bad game on the schedule this year.
Yeah.
Because good Lord, did they look good against NC State?
I mean, it's just Tennessee looks great, man. That quarterback's legit. Louisville's good. I mean,
and not to mention, why in the world can we not have a scheme that involves throwing it down the field? Like Heupel, great system. They score 100 points a game. Ole Miss, same thing. Lane Kiffin, they score like 100 points a game. That's what football is now. And here's the thing. So Mark Stoops loves Mark Stoops is more of like a Big Ten type of coach. He likes to have a good offensive line, run the ball, play good solid defense, bend but don't break, and keep you in the game chewing clock. But that's not what football is nowadays. You got to score points to win games. And especially when you don't have a good offensive line, you can't do that.
Yeah. Point guard score now, okay? We're not in the 40s anymore. This isn't, you know, run the rock. It's just – I agree with you. And, I mean, even like Alabama, you saw Alabama over the years kind of take that adaptation from the – under Saban, from the – we're going to run the rock with Derrick Henry and Mark Ingram, and we're going to throw it here and there to, hey, we've got Judy and we've got – all these great players, we got Waddle, and we're going to push it downfield. You know, people are adapting. I mean, it's almost a similar situation to us saying, I wish Coach Calipari would use the transfer portal a little different. It's almost a similar situation as football team. Throw the damn ball. I mean, you have incredible wide receivers. I mean, incredible wide receivers. And I know Vandegrift had no time in the pocket. I mean, the dude had 30 passing yards. He had 30 more passing yards than you and I, Carson. And it.
Well, we had more than that at the tailgate.
That is true. Okay, how many times did Kentucky throw the football in this game?
So Brock was 3 for 10. Gavin threw it 14 times. Did Gavin throw it more than Brock?
Seven times.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. The score is 31-6, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would probably help you get the ball downfield maybe a little quicker?
Probably passing. And here's the thing. I know we're raving about this, and it's not to completely say to abandon the run game, because honestly, I thought the running game looked pretty good, and I don't understand why we went away from it early in the game. It seemed to me like we were moving the ball pretty well, and then we were just like, once we got behind enough, it was just like, nope, we're not running the ball again. And then then the defensive linemen just destroyed our outside tackles, and it got ugly.
But, I mean, to me, you know what makes the run game better?
Balance. The pass game. Yes. Use the run game. Use the run game to set up the pass game.
So, and it's like you can say, okay, hey, we have good running backs. We want to run the football. Sure, that's great. That's okay. But you can run the ball – and set up play action passing. That is what running the ball is going to do for you. If you are just running the football, eventually they're going to go, huh, let's just load the box. Okay, here we go. And eventually they're going to stop it. And then they're going to stop it until you prove you can beat them throwing the football. And it is frustrating. It is really frustrating. Yes, we're not saying abandon the run game. It's still technically the strength of this team. But you got to remember, you got really good receivers. Macklin is really good. Berrion Brown is really good. Dan Key is really good. Throw the football. Balance. Not just throw it. We're not saying turn into the air raid, you know, former Coach Leach offense. That's not what we're saying. We're saying balance. And I'm not seeing it here. And I think until you have it, you're not going to win football games. I don't. Of course, now I'm getting scared about bowl game stuff now. Well, I am.
Well, I mean, yeah, we should probably talk about that too. I mean, look at the schedule now and tell me where the rest of the wins are coming from. It's hard to find.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, let's pull the schedule up. You still got to play Georgia. That's a loss. Ole Miss. Here's the deal. Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia. I think you lose those four games. I don't see you winning those games. I think that Florida in the swamp, should we win that game? Probably. Will we? I don't know. I mean, do you have any confidence going into that football game right now? Do you have any confidence?
Not after they finally made a good decision and started playing DJ Lagway, which they should have been doing in the first place.
I mean, so here is the did you know that, by the way, they're going to use Mertz and Lagway, by the way. They're not sticking with him, which I don't even want to get into that. I don't, that's that, you know, G5 Billy, have fun, you know.
This Billy Napier haters are going to love that one.
Just because that's, I mean, here's the deal. If you're trying to build hype around your program to say, hey, keep me.
Yeah.
An elite five-star freshman who just threw for 450 yards and three touchdowns might be the answer. But no, let's put Mertz back in there, the CEO of game management. Yeah, that's the way to go. No, that's silly to me. But I have a feeling A&M and Florida play this week in the swamp. I have a feeling that it's going to be Lagway's job before Kentucky heads to the swamp. But, I mean, I think that's a tough game. Now, here's the deal. Auburn and Kentucky is going to be just watching. It's going to – I mean, that'll be awful. That'll be a load of horribleness. Just watching two terror – just not good. You know, that'll be yucky.
By that time, I'm thinking it's probably going to be all in on Mr. Pope.
Yeah, I agree with you. But Louisville, here's the deal. I still think you're going to find a way because it's Louisville and, you know, they're going to get pumped up for that. But, I mean, let's say you drop to Louisville. You lose to Louisville. You lose to Texas. You lose to Tennessee. You lose to Ole Miss. You lose to Georgia. You already lost to South Carolina. Is that six losses? Did I count that right? South Carolina, Louisville, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee. Yeah, that's six losses. And then you still got to play. I mean, Vandy could come in here and win, man. They're good. Vandy is good. Vandy's better than we are.
Vandy's almost put up 100 points in 2 weeks, and we've put up 37.
Did you see the stat where our offense is, like, literally the worst in football?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Can you beat Vandy, Florida, and Auburn, all three of those?
You know what's funny? You know whose was number two?
Who?
South Carolina.
Yeah, I saw that. I did know that. Vandy, Florida, and Auburn, I think you should win those three games. But will you? I don't think so. You want to hear this? And this is not
– the worst part is you kind of have to win all three.
Yeah. You're right. So – this is, you know, we're not recording this right after the game ended. This is as level-headed as we can be about this. The reality here is this. This football team does not look very good. South Carolina is not a good football team. They're an okay football team. And they came to our house.
I don't even think they're an okay football team. I'm going to bet the house on LSU to cover.
Oh, yeah.
LSU is going to go whoop them.
And we get steamrolled at home. The point is this. You know, Mark Stoops has a safe job. You want to know why? Because Kentucky is a basketball school. He comes here. He goes 7-5. We all love it. And we do. I love Saturday. Saturday was the most fun day of my life for that tailgate. I mean, that was awesome. That was a fun day. We love it. We love football here in Lexington, but it'll never be what basketball is. I think we can all agree on that. I mean, that's just the reality.
The worst part about it is you were right. Like Saturday, the fans showed out. And I'm starting to believe like our fans are starting to get more and more invested in football. But when you keep letting them down, they only can take it for so long.
Yeah, I agree. Here's the deal. Carson, I'll say this right now. Kentucky will not make a bowl game. Is that a crazy statement to you? Is that a crazy statement?
If we don't make a bowl game, I don't see how Stoops is here next year.
I mean, because the reality here is this. If you lose, you've already lost South Carolina. You've already lost to Georgia. We're going to write that down.
You've lost 3 years in a row to another bottom tier SEC team.
Yeah. But I mean, what I'm saying is the route to a ball game. I mean, to a bowl game. Let's say this. So we'll pretend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You lose guaranteed to Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia. That's 4, and you've already lost South Carolina. So you've already got 5 losses. You can't afford 2 more, or you aren't making a bowl game. And then that still leaves you Louisville. That still leaves you Vandy, Florida, and Kentucky. You have to go 3-1 in those 4 games. I said Kentucky. I meant Auburn.
Yeah.
You have to go 3-1 in those games, or you aren't making a bowl game. And do you feel confident they're going 3-1 in those games?
Not at this time right now, but I think they'll end. Now my prediction would switch to 6-6. I think they'll somewhat figure it out. But honestly, that might be the worst case scenario for us, Andrew, because we're going to keep going to 6-6, 7-5, barely making a bowl game. We'll probably be like, oh, should we keep our offensive coordinator, get rid of him? We have no stability because we switch offensive coordinators every year. So you're not having continuation and progress and building. So it's kind of like at a stuck point. Like I don't really, it's a regression at this point. It's starting to become to where maybe you have to make some harsh decisions.
So here's the issue for me. This is not an overreaction. I'm going to tell you why. It'd be an overreaction if Kentucky lost this game close and they fought and they looked okay and South Carolina just played a great game. That'd be different.
Yeah.
The issues looked unsolvable. How are you going to fix the offensive line, Carson? That's not the best defensive line you're going to play. There might be 3 or 4 better. How are you going to fix that between now and the end of the season? If it was something like, hey, Vandegrift overthrew a couple guys. Hey, you put the ball on the ground a couple times, good punches on the football, you fumbled it, but and you lost the game by a touchdown. We wouldn't be having this conversation like this. We'd be annoyed and frustrated. These problems looked unfixable. And that is why I'm so frustrated right now.
It was almost as a sense of like, we were so unprepared for that game, it looked like. I mean, we came out. We were down from the beginning. I mean, they scored in the first 5 seconds, pretty much, it felt like.
Yeah.
And we never responded. And it's weird because the identity of this team when Stoops was going through the best run, in my opinion, was we're grinding it out. We might not have the most talent, but we're going to grind it out and we're going to do everything we can to beat you. Now it looks like we're complacent and it looks like we're kind of soft, and the team is starting to lose, the program is starting to lose its identity. And I think when you lose your identity, it's hard to come back from that.
I mean, listen, was Cash Daniels soft? Was Landon Young soft? Was Josh Allen soft? No, these were grinders, man. These were now Landon Young was a highly ranked guy, but you get my point. You get my point of this, the Kentucky way, man. You go get these players, these 2-3-star players, sometimes 4 stars, and you develop them, and you make them hungry, and you say, you want to go play in the NFL? You got to do it yourself, man. And that's what this program is built on. And I agree with you. I mean, it just offensive line play.
That's not to say not to recruit the higher stars. Yeah. Like, I love having talent. That's great. But if you're going to get too satisfied to the point where you start not developing the talent, then you're at a point that's far worse than getting 2 and 3 and 4 stars and developing them.
Yeah. I mean, that's just reality here. And it's just hard to watch a game that means that much to this state. You know what I mean? That game, you win that game, this is one of the most exciting weeks in Kentucky football history.
Yeah.
And you don't lose. You don't lose. You get hammered.
Embarrassed.
At home. Embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I was embarrassed to be.
Me too. People were leaving at the end of the third quarter. Like,
yeah. And all power to them. You should have. I mean,
it's not their fault. It's not their fault.
Get out of there. Go have fun. Go drink a Sprite. I mean, we all needed one. It was so frustrating watching that, man. And I know I've probably, if you did a word counter for how many times I've said frustrated in the last 20 minutes, we're probably at 30. And I think it might be deserving of 50. I mean, it was that painful to watch. So, I mean, any thoughts on Georgia, Cars? Any other thoughts on this game? I mean, any thoughts on Georgia? Is it even worth the conversation? I mean, what's going
to
happen?
The thought on Georgia is, yeah, I'd probably project them to win the national championship at this point. Yeah. So
they look great.
Seems like it's going to be a long, long week for the Cats. I'm still going to look forward to going. It's still going to be a good time. But my hopes are not high. The only positive that I could take away from the South Carolina game was the rush defense looked really good. We held them to, I think it was below, it was either 3 yards a carry or a little below that. So, I mean, I'll take that with the rushing offense. But our secondary didn't look great. Sellers was kind of having his day with us passing-wise.
Yeah, the rush defense, I mean, 35 for 79 yards. That's 2.3 yards a carry. They played well. You can't put this on everybody.
No. But it's hard because when your offense goes 3 and out every time, the defense probably is going to get a little tired because they're going to be on the field for the whole game. So I'm not really pinpointing this loss on the defense. I really just think it was an abysmal showing from the offense. And if you're going to get that out of the offense, yeah, you're going to get killed in every single game. Because the offense can affect how many points you let up, especially when you're smart and go for it in the first half from your own, like, 30-yard line. That was a great idea.
Yeah. All right, we need a more positive note. Do you want to break down what happened with you and Cam Boff on the fantasy football field this week?
Oh, yeah. In our friends league we have, my fan of the show and good buddy Cam Boffman got beat pretty bad by the back-to-back champ in our league, this past
There's
weekend.
There's no need for that. Now, should we show everyone how bad Cam Boff got beat?
Yeah.
All right, let's show him.
Watch this now, Bob. Watch the power. He just overpowers him, and he comes down, and then he shoves him right there.
All right.
That's right, Cam, the big diesel.
Now, this week, we have a very important matchup as Carson and I play one another. So next Tuesday's pod, there will be a very, very exciting video for whoever wins. And I will see. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun week. But any other thoughts on Georgia, Carson? I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say, man. Like, it's like, what do you want me to say about this game? They're really, really, really good. You know, they can beat you all over the field, in the air, on the ground. Their quarterback's great. Their offensive line's great. Their defensive
line's conversation great. Would be a lot different if we had something to get excited for.
Yeah.
Like game day.
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating. And we're going to have a good time. We're Kentucky fans. We're going to go to the game. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to have fun. We're going to make the most of it. But I just do not see this going well. And if you do see it going well, let us know in the YouTube comments and please come with a really good reason why, because I don't got one.
Do you think this is super hypothetical and I don't believe in this at all? No, at all.
I can already say
no. No. I'm just saying, do you think a win turns the season around?
Yeah. I mean, if you can prove to me, well, yes, in general, yes. If you can prove to me that what happened on Saturday is a fluke, sure. You know what? I'll even give you this. If you genuinely play well, even if you lose, but you play well, once again, why I'm angry is because when I watched that game, these problems, as I said a moment ago, looked unfixable. That's why I was angry. It looks like there's no coming back from this. We just aren't good. If you can prove to me that that isn't the case and this was a fluke, even in a loss to Georgia, I can go, okay, fair enough. Let's figure this out. Let's see if we can maybe beat a team that's not quite Georgia. Let's see if we can maybe beat Ole Miss, which I don't see happening. But prove to me if this is a fluke, even in a loss. If you can prove to me this is a fluke, I'll buy back in, but I just don't see it happening.
What do you think happens if we lose like 51-6 like we did last year?
I mean, are you saying like, are they going to get rid of Coach Stoops?
No, I'm not saying like, if we look as bad as we did against South Carolina, how would you feel even worse probably about that?
I mean, here's the deal. This is my opinion.
I think part of it was we did really play bad. Like, yeah. I think we really, really – I don't necessarily think we are that bad is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's fair. But, I mean, here's the deal. If you go 5-7, do you think Stoops is the coach in Kentucky next year?
No. Well, if it were me, no. But the problem is he has a $44 million buyout, so I don't know where – it's going to be hard to buy him out. The worst case scenario would be doing that and then keeping him, because you would have to get rid of Bush at that point because your offense wouldn't be up to par. Yeah. And then you'd probably get rid of your offensive line coach. And then once again, we're talking about development here, but if you don't have a coach that's there for more than a year to develop the players, you're not going to get that.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I mean, the reality here is what coach do, and even if this is the end for Coach Stoops, if it is, what he's done for this program, you can't even put into words. So you will always be thankful of what Coach Stoops did here in Lexington. He turned 100%. This thing around. He made Kentucky football fun. Mm-hmm. He made it toward you're not turning off the game in the second quarter anymore.
The stands are packed week in, week out.
But
now, might get a little less this year, but
yeah. But I don't see this. I don't see the direction changing. He's got the talent now. He's got the talent to be able to be a solid SEC football team.
We're like two deep, four stars at almost every position.
Yeah. And so to me, I think he might be hitting a wall soon. And I think when he hits that wall, it might be time to see if you can go get someone to turn things around and maybe take your program to that next level. One thing Coach Stoops has never been able to do is take down the Giants. And I think if he's not able to take down the Giants, it's just hard for
Andrew, him. You want to hear a terrible thing?
Let me hear something terrible.
I want you to guess, what is Stoops' record against SEC teams with a winning record?
Oh, and I know this. I wrote an article about this. Isn't this the stat though? It's that he's like two games against SEC teams with a winning record or something like that. Tell me this. I know what you're talking about, but tell me the stat.
He's 2-28 against teams with SEC teams with a winning record.
And so here's the deal. What Stoops was picking on was being in the East, and you had a down Florida you picked on the last few years. Vandy, you know what I mean? Obviously, Georgia's really good. You had a down Tennessee there for a little while, even though Kentucky struggled. I mean, you had Missouri, who was awful for a while. You had South Carolina, who was awful for a while. You had a down SEC, you know what I mean? And you're able to pick on that. It wasn't the other side where it's your Bama's and Mississippi States, A&M's, Auburn. I mean, the SEC West was just for it's kind of obviously it's gone now. It's evened out. It had evened out, in my opinion, with Florida, Tennessee, or Tennessee for in Georgia. You know, kind of evened out a little bit. But I mean, you know, they were in the easier side. They had a few easy win games on the schedule every year. Makes sense why. I mean, when he played, and then obviously Mississippi State, who hasn't been great, being the team, you know, on a year to year basis.
Yeah.
They had one of the easier schedules in college football on a year-to-year basis. And now for an SEC schedule, still an SEC schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, that's gone. But, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, when he played the good teams, he lost. Like, that's just the reality. And that's frustrating. Hearing that stat is true, and it's frustrating for sure.
Yeah. And, that's an issue. And for the most frustrating part is when Stoops tells fans to pony up, in his own words, after the 51-6 loss last year to Georgia, and then has a stinker of a year last year, and then comes out and loses the second game of the season to a bad South Carolina team. I mean, it's kind of hard at this point because, yeah, you're getting better recruits. Now, they're not. We're still, I would say, a bottom-tier recruiting SEC school, but – you're getting higher quality talent than you've had in the past and what you found success with previously. So, yeah, there's going to be some questions raised.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. It's hard, man. It's frustrating. I think we've yapped enough. We've ranted enough, Carson. I think there's no reason to bring this negative aura into our lives any longer on this fine Tuesday. So on Thursday, we're going to figure out something basketball related. We've been talking a lot of recruiting. We're probably going to we'll talk a little recruiting because there's a lot going on. But we're going to talk
some fire recruiting. That's why we'll talk it.
Exactly.
That's something
we'll find. We'll find something else to talk about when it comes to this year's team. You know, we're getting close, ladies and gentlemen, to because it I think Saturday it might be basketball season, Carson. So, we will get to that on Thursday. And hey, if you got any ideas, any topics you want to hear us talk about on Thursday basketball-wise, let us know. We always love to hear y'all's thoughts on that. That is going to do it for today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. Hope everyone gets in a better mood than we are right now. Have a great rest of your day today. We will see y'all on Thursday.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.